Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Positive Affirmations for Anxious Minds. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and let's be real, anxiety can feel like a constant shadow following us around. It whispers doubts, steals our joy, and makes everyday tasks feel like climbing Mount Everest in flip-flops. But guess what? We don't have to surrender to that voice. There are proven techniques out there that actually work. Trust me, I use them daily because this girl knows about anxiety firsthand. Today, we're diving deep into the arsenal of tools that help me keep my anxious mind in check. These aren't your typical just breathe cliches, although deep breaths are definitely part of it. We're talking practical, down-to-earth strategies that you can implement right now to start feeling calmer and more confident. First up, let's talk about grounding techniques. Ever feel like your mind is spiraling out of control, racing from thought to thought? Grounding brings you back to the present moment, snapping you out of the anxious whirlwind. I love focusing on my senses. What do I see, hear, smell, taste, touch right now? Feel the ground beneath your feet, notice the texture of your clothes, take a sip of your favorite beverage and savor the taste. It's amazing how quickly this can shift your focus from worries to the tangible world around you. Next, we have movement magic. Now, I'm not saying you need to run a marathon every day, although if that works for you, go for it. But even gentle physical activity like a brisk walk, stretching, or dancing to your favorite playlist can work wonders for anxiety. Exercise releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that naturally combat stress and leave you feeling more energized and positive. Another game changer is mindfulness meditation. I know, the word meditation can sound intimidating. But it's really just about paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like training your mind to be a mindful observer instead of an anxious participant in every thought that pops up. Start with just 5 minutes a day. There are tons of free guided meditations online, so you don't even need to figure out what to do. Speaking of tools, let me tell you about the power of journaling. It's like having a conversation with your own mind on paper. Pour out all those anxious thoughts, worries, and fears, get them out of your head and onto the page. This helps process emotions, gain clarity, and identify patterns in your thinking that might be contributing to anxiety. Lastly, don't underestimate the importance of self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are lovely. It's about nurturing your entire well-being physically, emotionally, and mentally. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing food, spend time with loved ones, engage in activities that bring you joy, and set boundaries to protect your energy. Remember, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential for managing anxiety and living a fulfilling life. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work and suddenly your heart starts racing. Your mind is swelling with what-ifs about an upcoming presentation. You feel that familiar tightness in your chest, the urge to just run and hide. Sound familiar? Now remember those tools we talked about. Take a few deep breaths, focusing on the cool air entering and leaving your body. Stand up and do some quick stretches, getting your blood flowing and releasing tension. Remind yourself, I've got this. Write down those anxious thoughts in your journal, let them out of your head and onto the page. And after work, treat yourself to something you enjoy, a hot bath, a good book, or a walk in nature. Those techniques can help you navigate those tricky moments and come out feeling stronger on the other side. So, my lovely listeners, remember these key takeaways. Grounding brings you back to the present moment. Movement magic energizes your body and mind. Mindfulness meditation trains your brain to be calm and focused. Journaling helps process emotions and gain clarity. And self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity for managing anxiety. Now, go out there and implement these tools into your daily life. You got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Let's spread the positivity and support each other on this journey. Until next time, stay amazing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.